cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, all of you divine lions and lionesses. You know, we stand for love, levity, and liberty. Love is the most powerful form of energy in this universe. Anyone. Laughter is the best medicine. There's no laughter here today. I say welcome to the divine lions, lionesses, as you are welcome, sovereign souls. The noose draws ever closer to humanity's destruction. Yet God has our backs. And if you need a reminder, and in case you missed it, we're at war. We're in a war of biblical proportions. I feel a lot of people take that statement, it's biblical, for granted. This is spiritual. This is psychological. This is emotional, physical, technological. That's five. It's 5D warfare. And this is the greatest war you've ever been in your recent lifetimes. A tool of that war used on you, on your family, on several generations, is debt. The fiat currency system is an instrument, a weapon of Satan. Income taxes are a made-up instrument tyranny as well. And those who still follow their multiple generations of conditioning in the Commonwealth of America, known as the USA Corporation, Canada, the other Commonwealth countries, those NPCs and normies who fear a tax collector, those normies whom after 4 years of the greatest heightened level of warfare, who are still alive today, consider themselves to be functioning, quivering in their rooms, maybe multiple jabbed, worrying a tax man is going to show up at their doors because they didn't volunteer their compensation, calling it income. I have a message for you. You see, sovereigns, those are the sheep, the captives of a terrorist structure placed upon society by the 13 bloodline pain. Those are the NPCs who still today, after all of this, are choosing very shortly to fund the very death, destruction, and terror we have been under in the open in 2020, wide open, with the lockdown, plandemic, and scandemic. Those normies who cower in fear and choose to do so, well, they are funding the very death and destruction, that system designed by Satan to suck your soul, time, energy, and money. Those normies funding a death machine that wants them dead because of some bullshit conditioning. It's a machine that wants their children's blood, our children's blood, my children's blood. It's a hungry machine of the devil bent on making our lives a living hell. Let me just remind you about this Great Awakening. The scale of it. New World Order, maritime law, birth certificates, Title IV flag, Federal Reserve Board brought in the 1913 Act, the Crown of England through the City of London, and the Crown Corporations, of which Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland, you name it, all of the Commonwealth are Crown Corporations, business entities. The City of Vatican, Vatican City, 9/11, the Jesuits, the spell casting. The Act of England of 1871 and the Balfour Declaration of 1871. In 1776, if everybody needs a history lesson, there's the United States, which is a republic different than the USA corporation. So the Constitution formed in 1776 and brought about the Articles of Confederation and the Declaration of Independence, then brought in the Constitution for the U.S. And then in 1871, the United States Business Corporation was formed in Delaware. Delaware. So again, for you Americans, remember, if you are not walking this sovereign mind, body, and soul, you are governed under corporate law. You are an employee. So every corporation has a president, a VP, a secretary, human resources, all that kind of stuff, right? We are on the eve of Ides of March. You look up what the Ides of March meant. I'll tell you at the end of this program. And for those normies who are not sovereign at this point, body, mind, and soul, or taking the steps toward it, if you're not awake to the tyranny, if you're not read or listened to the Creature from Jekyll Island, which was my financial red pill awakening in 2005, if you've continued watching these free shows, even after I've been deplatformed multiple times on multiple streaming platforms and podcasts and social networks, have been hunted by the regime, poisoned beyond COVID, like literally assassination attempts. And as of 4 weeks ago, they froze my personal bank account and stole all my money. Free shows for the normies, for sovereign souls. So if those normies are still here watching, listening, and praying someone will save them, yet they act in fear rather than faith, as it's written in the Bible, how many... what was that number? 365 times? Faith over fear. Well, I'm making this video as a way to wake up any sleeping lions amid that herd of sheep. And by the end of this video, I'm putting all NPCs on notice, whereby after, if a normie has watched this video, or somebody considering themselves a sovereign soul, still wants to volunteer their compensation
designated income and send a piece of paper to a foreign service corporation which serves the city of London and Vatican. And they say, hey, this is how much I made. Please, I'm bending over. Come jam it up where the sun don't shine. Well, then if after this video, those normies still do that, and after the fact, their own government has literally been out to murder them, then those normies, by virtue of their actions, are funding an organized crime syndicate. And I'm sure there's a hefty price tag for funding crimes against humanity and crimes against children, isn't there? Of course, don't take it from me. You don't have to take it from me whatsoever. Because this is where I'm coming at it from. I'm coming at it from a standpoint of the awake. And if anybody's not aware of it, let's just go to some of the funny memes which have come out during the last 4 years. And this meme, I associate and identify it with a terrorist NPC filing income taxes. I identify myself as a man holding a flag of a republic, but at the end of the day, we just stand under creator source. So this will be a big red pill show. In order to go through this red pill show, for all of you sovereigns, watch it so you understand and you understand how to share this with any potentially sleeping lions amongst the sheep after 4 years to wake them up. We are building off of the Sunday show, Solitude Sunday for Sovereignty. And then the second part, Where We Go When We Go All Sovereignty series of the Canada CRA, explaining they know they have no power. On the phone, a CRA, Canada Revenue Agency officer, agreeing they have no power. And just for all of our American Republic sovereign souls, just take a little search. IRS, and I've been saying this for years, way before the show. Again, my red pill awakening to these financial crimes was 2005, Creature from Jekyll Island. IRS subsection 601.602. The tax system is based on voluntary compliance. Now, I want to go back here for a second. And we all know with the Commander-in-Chief, Donald J. Trump, 45, 46, 47, right? Got all these comms coming in. Well, the Commander-in-Chief has had his executive orders. We've had, I'm now personal friends with Derek and grateful to be, since we were on Truth Tour together and done a lot of shows and a lot of connections together. And we have executive orders which have been signed. So we know there is great white hat military out there. Yet when you look at the population of the world estimated about 7 billion now, after the hundreds of millions estimated to have been murdered by the biotech weapon again, funded by the US DOD, right? Lions who might be sleeping in the normies. Note that, please. So we also go back to the comment, drain the swamp. Where did that come from? We've heard the Commander-in-Chief say it. Well, we go right over here. It actually comes from Reagan's administration, drain the swamp. And that is the famous phrase from his executive order, 12369. Tesla says, understand the universe with the powerful numbers of 3, 6, and 9. And it was focused on eliminating waste and efficiency in the U.S. federal government. Now, what did they find? They discovered in the Grace Commission under President Reagan, 100% of what elected from the American taxpayers, the IRS, is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt and federal government contributions to transfer payments. In other words, all individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services that taxpayers expect from their government. This was in 1982. What year are we in? 42 years later. And the interest on the debt is accelerating at 10 trillion every 30 days. So even normies who might be lions who are sleeping and about to wake up, even if you do decide, oh my gosh, I'm so afraid, I better go file income taxes shortly to pay the government. It's not going to do anything because you don't have a debt then like you do now. Let me to you from other patriots who have shared powerful information to validate what I've been saying. And now others in the movement I'm so grateful for are saying, and again, this all goes back to it's in plain sight. They have to keep some of this information out there by way of the satanic religion, the karma, right? We told you so, and you didn't do anything. So that erases our karma, and now we can come after you. This is what they believe. So don't just take it from me. You're going to hear directly from the president of another country, El Salvador, share with you, how does the Federal Reserve System work? Remember, this was brought about in the 1913 Act. Federal Reserve, IRS, FBI, and ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. You hear about that with Musk recently, everything going on. So here it is in his own words on video at CPAC.
For instance, the financial situation of the United States. When I talk to my conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes. But they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. But even those high taxes, higher than a lot of places in the world, but even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds. Paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes? I mean, in theory, it would make sense, right? If they can print unlimited amounts of money, why would they need taxes for? The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not. It's shocking, but it's true. The government is funded by money printing. Paper backed with paper.
Paper backed by paper. Toilet paper. Colored toilet paper with a special ink to make it so special. Because a special ink makes it so special because somebody said so. Yeah, when you look at an organized crime syndicate, it's really amazing. It's very cleverly conceived as well. A creature from Jekyll Island, the Federal Reserve banking system. Remember, just not long before JFK was assassinated, he had literally put out there in a speech he was going to bring back the U.S. Treasury, the silver dollar note, to remove the Federal Reserve note. And now, by some estimates, sovereign souls, a dollar U.S., which was printed in 1920, is worth 97% less in today's value because of the de-dollarization and the plummet on the currency compared to the debt. It's a continual cycle of debt. This isn't just a background in the history on the Federal Reserve, which also goes to all the central banks, Canada selling all its gold in 2016, because the head of the Bank of Canada in 2016 said, gold is an antiquity, no longer relevant. Well, now we know, because of China, that they were going to be bringing in and still trying to bring in the central business digital currency or central bank digital currency, whatever, CBDCs, to cut you off because of social credit scores. And now they've, you know, are passing the law, which is if you speak out against any government agency in Canada, don't follow the narrative, it is an automatic lifetime imprisonment. America, this is the corporation beside you. So the business of America, this is the company right beside you, the Crown Corporation of Canada, which, by the way, headquartered in Washington, D.C., in those 10 acres of that swamp Reagan mentioned to drain. Let's continue on. You can see this on the Ron Paul channel on YouTube, literally about IRS being a fraud. Here it is.
Has to show that there is a law for the average American citizen working day in and day out to pay an income tax.
But we, the People Foundation for Constitutional Education, put a full-page ad in the USA Today on July 7th, 2000. And within the body of that ad was a $50,000 challenge for anyone that could show the law. And to me, $50,000 is a lot. I went after that.
You see it right there? Let me just back up for a second. You know, so they're talking about this ad. Says most citizens are not required to file an income tax return. The 16th Amendment, the income tax amendment to the Constitution, is a fraud. If you file, you waive your Fifth Amendment rights. So if you literally go to a foreign surplus corporation, the IRS, which is domiciled in Puerto Rico, which then, you know, sends its money off to the City of London. Remember, the City of London is its own sovereign state. Then the former king and the former queen of England would kneel before the mayor of the City of London. How do you like that? Well, let's just continue.
So I went after that and did the research based on the fact that I thought, let's put this baby to bed. I'm hearing all these rumors. You know, I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. I'll answer these people's questions they're asking me. And then I win this $50,000. And, you know, based on the research that I did throughout the year 2000, and then I'm still doing it. I have not signed that law. I've asked Congress, we've asked a lot of people in the IRS, IRS commissioners, helpers. They can't answer, because if they answer, the American people are going to know that this whole thing is a fraud.
There is no law. There is no law.
National Press Club.
It requires the average American worker in the private sector to pay a direct unapportioned tax on their labor and compensation for services. There is no law.
I really expected that, of course, there's a law that you can point to in the law book, the code that requires you to file a tax return. Of course there is. I mean, I don't know what it is right then as he was speaking to me, but sure. So naively, I agreed to go off and research it and get back to him. 3.5 months later, I was at that point where I couldn't find the statute that clearly made a person liable, at least not me and most people I know. And I had no choice in my mind except to resign.
I had to leave the IRS because I presented evidence that I had accumulated indicating that the agency was violating the law and violating people's rights. And I asked the agency for a response to my sincere concerns. And the answer I got was that they would not respond to my concerns and that they would provide me with the paperwork necessary to tender my resignation.
You can look through the statutes.
Okay, so what you've just seen are two former IRS employees, as they claim it right here in the video on Ron Paul's channel. By the way, looking at YouTube, how amazing is it? There's only 1,620 subscribers, but there's 162,000 views. So for whatever reason, YouTube's allowing it to stay up there, because we know what YouTube does to all of us, and Google and not, yet they're really suppressing the views. So those two have said, I was working for the IRS, found out there's no law or constitutional requirement for Americans to say, take your compensation, designated income, take that income, that you have to report it to some federal service corporation, and then we are going to tell you what you owe us. And they went, no, one left, and the other one got papers that said, well, here's your walking papers. They got caught, right? The IRS got caught by their own employees. They went, see you later. Bye. Here you have, again, State Representative Phil Hart.
The law that requires you to pay. And when you do that, you can't identify a law that requires the average person in America who earns a wage, works in private business, to pay an income tax.
American citizens, along with the foundation, have been asking the IRS to specifically provide them with the underlying legal foundation upon which they administer and enforce the personal income tax laws in our country.
At the national level, when people would attempt to contact somebody of much higher authority, say the commissioner, same kind of thing, they would get answers that were in effect non-answers.
You have to understand that an agency which will unlawfully impose a tax that doesn't exist is not going to care if we, the people, don't know what our rights are. They're not going to tell us.
If Americans just learned that the IRS was actually knowingly deceiving them, that would be enough for them to rise up and put a stop to it.
100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt. All individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the services taxpayers expect from government. People have been told, you know, that you need this income tax system to fund government, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, my question is, well, if that's true, how did we fund government from 1776 to 1913?
The main purpose of the income tax is not to raise revenue, but to redistribute wealth and to control society.
A lot of people might say, well, gee, if there wasn't an income tax, what would happen to education? They don't understand that education is paid for the most part, out of state and local taxes, your property tax. People might say, well, how are we going to build and maintain our highways if there's no money coming into the government? We need our highways. There's a tax on every gallon of gasoline that people buy. Proceeds from the income tax do not pay for highway construction.
I believe that in both spirit and substance, our tax system has come to be un-American. Death and taxes may be inevitable, but unjust taxes are not.
This small booklet includes the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. This is a document that every citizen should read. It's a document which freed an entire nation. This is the Internal Revenue Code, and this document, and the unlawful application of this document by the Internal Revenue Service, has enslaved the nation that this document attempted to free.
Okay. Right back here. Again, Yoda, you must unlearn what you have learned. So you go back here. And a few days ago, Sunday, Solitude Sunday, go back through that show, show number one. Even whether you're Canadian or not, you're all part of the Commonwealth. Yes, USA corporation still, until the Republic is publicly shown, just outside of executive orders and whatnot, but I mean publicly shown, you are still operating under a criminal infrastructure in the public limelight right now. USA corporation. So you're part of the Commonwealth. You're part of the British Empire. That was what the 1871 Act did. Took away the Republic and brought in the corporation and tried to keep things tranquilo. So the American people did not know. But those puppets in Congress and Senate, controlled by the bloodlines of Cain, the Khazarian Mafia, they had their puppets, and then they built it up to the 1913 Act. Then it goes to 1933 with FDR. We'll talk about that in a moment. So you are all part of the Commonwealth. Newsflash. Unless you start walking and taking steps to walk in sovereign body, mind, and soul. Solitude Sunday, number one. The Canada tax fraud, number two, where Kevin's got that 30-minute recording of him on with an agent, the same thing you've seen with these IRS agents. They don't have a leg to stand on. They have zero power, zero authority, and they are leveraging fear, tactics, threat, intimidation. These are all things which at the street level from gangs, they do to say, I'm going to do force protection for you and come around and take money from you every single week or month, like you saw on The Sopranos show, to make sure that you're compliant and that they're going to take care of your protection. Let's go here. And I wanted to share with any of the, and thank you for those sleeping lions who are waking up now, because this is what compliance looks like. This is what voluntary compliance looks like. 2020, 2021, 2022. I just saw two seniors last week wearing a mask and another girl in the grocery. I mean, their souls are gone. 4 years later, still wearing a mask. So that is what voluntary compliance looks like. Here's another illustration of what voluntary compliance looks like right there in your face. This is also what voluntary compliance looks like, dear souls, right over here. No one should have to cross a bridge. No one. Voluntary compliance, jab for job. But there is compliance. And then here's another one. Voluntary compliance with that IRS tax, what is it doing? Funding those green lasers that are coming out of the sky from those Death Star systems. And people who know, who are of the satanic bloodline and order, are covering their homes in blue roofs like Oprah. And as the Alliance of Indigenous Nations, they say on their Zooms, and the peoples of Hawaii and the Hawaiian Kingdom, the Hawaiis, aloha, mahalo, brothers and sisters. They say this is the Lahaina directed energy weapon terrorist attack. This isn't Maui fires, and this isn't the Lahaina fires. They literally call it an attack. So here, that's what voluntary compliance looks like. Once again, let's take a look at what is going on, and let's go look at a Q post as well, because some people need a reminder of the Q posts and what is going on, dear souls. So here we are, right? Here's a Q post talking about the significance in dropping the taxes. The age of taxing our citizens across the world while entry to our markets is free is over. Taxing our citizens. Entry to our markets. What is Q saying? Q is saying here, dear souls, that you, the Crown Corporation, the City of London, the City of Vatican, the deep state bloodlines are axing our markets because of the blanket of tyranny, which you have done to usurp the USA Republic, as well as the sovereignty of other nations, put over a Crown Corporation and call it Canada, New Zealand, Australia, UK, Ireland, you name it, right? As well as other European Union countries, and then tax them. Now, in the EU, we have some members who, unfortunately, it comes directly out of their bank. They can't even stop it. There is no filing, right? It just comes off of it. They're charged a VAT right away. Because as this American construction worker meme says, income tax is the fine you pay for the crime of being productive and useful. It's what they made you think you had to pay. Part of the indoctrination system to make you compliant. You just have to take a look at who it is that you're funding. And you just saw recently from the State of the Union, the crazy one with the resident in the House talking about sending more money over to his little buddy, Zelensky, right? And here's another great meme that just came out. Don't forget to pay your taxes this year. Other countries are depending on it. Yeah, exactly. And we know who they are and what they serve and support. Don't we, dear souls? So do not comply. Do not comply. Here's another form of compliance right here, voluntary compliance. If it says, if you let them use you as a lab rat, don't be surprised when they put you in a cage. 15-minute cities. Look at what she's doing. She's got the mask, giving the peace sign, getting the jab. All right. Now, people have changed their minds and woken up to that. That's amazing. We welcome you. And we all have our awakening experience. I've shared mine many times with people. Let's go back once again to remember, dear souls, what it was the president of El Salvador just red-pilled the world on at CPAC. For those who never read Creature from Jekyll Island, great meme. If you can just print money, then why am I paying taxes? All a form of control to get you to comply. I already read it off. There, subsection 601.602. Do so. And one of the great patriotic, interesting truth that comes out from Proletario on X, in all cap letters, rarely makes this post, says, good morning to the good folks of America. Listen, if you wanted any good reason not to file your taxes this year or forevermore, here's one that may suffice. Your government tried to kill you. Enjoy the rest of your day. So now you know, with the executive orders in place, now you know what has been going on behind the scenes. Now you're aware as well of the fiat currency money system, as I've been sharing, and some idiot came over to our Facebook page and said, well, if you're talking about bank runs, you're going to cause the bank runs. And we replied and went, okay, so would you please share proof how we brought in the 1913 Act, created the Federal Reserve, and are the ones that have dropped fractional reserve lending to zero? And then as of Monday, March 11th, just 3 days ago, guess what? The gloves are off. No more loans and free money allowed for the banks to put their ones and zeros in their laptops. So 222 branches from Wells Fargo, B of A, and PNC closed within 8-ish weeks of this new year. And it's going to continue. So what do we do right now? Well, number one is you're welcome. For those who finally have awakened to this, and there's more videos to share, so you have facts and proofs and checks beyond everything that's shared without a shadow of a doubt. Here's David Lester Strait talking about the birth certificate once again. Go back to my birth certificate show. You go to Solitude Sunday. Then where we go one, we go all sovereignty series. You must unlearn what you have learned, as Yoda has said, and bring it about, dear souls, for sovereignty. It's all right there. The Ordinance of 1787, he references it in Article 1. And you also have the Constitution of America, the Republic, which we all believe in so much and love, which was divined by the Creator. And the words were spoken about by Saint Germain and brought about to the founding fathers. And just by the way, as an aside, I am so grateful to have had so many descendants of the signers of the Declaration of Independence on this show. Let's go to recognize Bishop Jim O'Connor, descendant of Charles Carroll, U.S. Army Airborne Major, retired combat veteran, combat decorated, and an MBA, and a bishop in the Underground Orthodox Christian Church, which has access to the 777 Bibles. And he's just completed successfully, thankfully, his 21st exorcism, descendant of Charles Carroll. And then also we have Lee Dundas, descendant of Patrick Henry, Freedom Fighters Nation, incredible divine warrior mama. The divine lionesses, the warrior mothers and the warrior grandmothers are the ones who have been here beating the drums almost since the beginning. And also before we were around this show, because of the intuition and the guidance they have, this is how it's embedded upon them. Let's go to another video to confirm to everybody how the money system works that they constructed. You're going to love this one. Get ready. Take some zero in, by the way. Make sure, and if you're on RPS with Root, guess what? In 14 days' time, one person's going to win a trip for two to Italy. 5-star, 18 grand US value. Rip around in a Ferrari for a week, trip for two, all expenses paid. And it's one of four being given away if you're on RPS with Root. So here we are.
How much? $367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe it?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain, and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France, and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct.
Why? Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies and can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
How much?
Extremely comical. I think it was well done. As you know, gotta love it when you put the comedy in there. And again, yeah, let's just stretch this one. Just shock and awe on the system to wake up any sleeping lions among the NPC sheeple right now, because it's so key we have them here. I do not want you to be labeled the enemy and siding with Satan, dear soul. So it's part of what I'm doing here to wake up people. Here we go.
There is no constitutional basis for
a so semblance of videos. We saw this guy on the other one with Ron Paul.
Period. End of argument. I have a letter here from Daniel Inouye's office at the United States Senate that says, based on the research performed by the Congressional Research Service, there is no provisions which specifically and unequivocally require an individual to pay an income tax.
Boom.
Period. End of story.
Drop the mic.
There is no law.
Hey, people can see that we're faced with a government.
There you go. Dun & Bradstreet, USA. Employee ID number of the USA Corporation.
This is a government filibuster.
There you go.
It's a government filibuster. Any kind of activity that takes place on the floor of the Congress or the Senate, that's the government. Any kind of sitting down meeting, that's the government. Any kind of pussy footing, that's the government. Any kind of thing that's designed to delay or decline.
All right, so we go, dear souls. Very compelling, is it not? And let's go over here to IRS news, where we have from James O'Keefe posted a little bit ago saying and claiming that he has a guy named Alex Mina of the Criminal Investigations Unit of the Internal Revenue Service. They make these titles sound so scary, don't they? Just like, again, watch the one in Canada where I preempt it with Kevin. Kevin calls up the CRA. You have an officer. See how well that officer responds. You think you're going to have to worry about this little officer coming over? Here is Alex Mina. Now, the video is 14 minutes long. You can go to James O'Keefe 3, III, the Roman numerical version for 3. And let me just read it to you before we get going, Sovereigns. Breaking: IRS official Alex Mina, who works in criminal investigation, says at IRS News has no problem going after the small people, putting people in prison and destroying people's lives. Of course, because it's a Satanist corporation, right? Mina doubts the constitutionality of his employer, the IRS. Now, we saw that with some of the other videos from the Ron Paul channel. They doubted the constitutionality. They challenged it. And one resigned and the other one was fired. Here's your walking papers. Don't ask questions. Do what we say. We know it's legal. Now, using AI to access everybody's bank accounts nationwide, Mina recalls IRS agents stating, the first person you shoot, you're going to remember. But after that, you're going to shoot like 100 people. You're not going to remember any of them. He says, IRS agents are assholes. They're the definition of an asshole, all of them. This video was obtained by O'Keefe Media citizen journalist, who is a part of our American Swiper program. We're going to play the first minute or so on this video so you get to hear it, Sovereigns.
They see their mouth in bank account, yes.
Like, yeah, is it constitutional to name it?
I doubt it. It's not asshole.
Really?
They are the definition of an asshole. They have no problem like going after the small people, you know, picking people in prison.
what was doing, people like,
really?
Yeah, no problem doing that. He said that we were all nice when we started. Now look at us. They're all like robots right now.
There you go. So what you've just heard from him about the AI claiming that there is an AI that knows every bank, what's in it, goes around working for the Department of Justice and the Inspector General, the same DOJ that's been going after Trump. Isn't that interesting, dear souls? So here we are now, just wrapping up the end of this sovereignty lesson on the IRS tax tyranny unleashed upon American citizens for generations since 1913. Let's also remember, as we've seen in the UK, my associates, as well as Canada, the United States, income tax did not exist before World War I. And what did they do? Well, I remember from the history on my family's side in World War I Canada, and then also in the United States, Uncle Sam needs you, buy war bonds. We must finance this war. We need your help, everybody, for the greater good. What we have also now seen, obviously published in Agenda 2021, Agenda 2030, 40, and 50 by the New World Order as they create it, is they had already designed for hundreds of years the Khazarian Mafia, World War I, II, and World War III, which part of that also is collapsing the infrastructure of truly sovereign states, right, countries, creating their corporations over it, installing their bloodlines, usurping the sovereignty of those nations, and then start bringing them into the areas where they're taxing them, controlling them, enslaving them, signing them up to the United Nations, all of these things to have one world government, one world currency, a central bank digital currency, freedom cities, not so much, 15-minute concentration camp cities, and digital IDs, which is you, and we've had people on this program talk about this, Dolores Cahill being one of those guests, that part of that agenda was to make sure that you're living in the 15-minute city. You have to use your biometrics to get in and out. If you don't pay your bills and authorize that payment, then you're shut off from that, shut off from food. They shut off your air conditioner. They lock you in your condos. And also because it's already hooked up. I mean, again, this is fully apocalyptic and dystopian. They'll pump in gases or nerve agents to either kill you, drop you, make you asleep, make you unconscious, and harvest you, clone you. This is how bad that is. This is how close we've gotten, and I believe we're still going to get a little bit closer. So for all of any people who were lions that were sleeping, I want to thank you for waking up and seeing all of this, right? Because those NPCs and normies who have watched this, knowing what they know now, can go out, can fact check all of this. It's published. I even showed the open source information. And there's multiple cases out there too that show that income taxes are voluntary. So those who do now, after they've seen this information and are awake to this information, those who do choose to take the compensation, voluntarily identify it as income, send a piece of paper to a foreign service corporation who is literally funding and bankrolling the torture of our children, funding deep state activities, stolen elections, the very nature of their actions, those compliance sheep, they are just as bad as the enemy. Those who willingly fund pedophilia, the manufacturing and distribution of fentanyl to kill our children, the kidnap and the torture of our children, the crimes against humanity, the biotech weapons, all the enslavement tools, those who bankroll it now with these taxes, in my mind, absolutely are siding with Satan. There are no friends of ours, regardless of whether they say they're a patriot or not. Because MLK said this, those who turn a blind eye to evil, they're just as guilty of perpetrating that evil, because not speaking is speaking. Their silence is, in the face of crimes being committed, literally screams loud and clear. And one more piece of his story for everybody. In 1933, FDR signed Executive Order 6073. This was the FDR gold grab. Now, after in saying, okay, all the Americans have to sell their gold, signed an executive order and said, give us your gold. Why? Because we know there's the value in the weight of gold, not this fiat currency system, which is money, printing money, which is nicely covered toilet paper with special inks with designated symbols by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve Bank, right? Well, you know, let's go back over to my now good friend, SG Anon, in this fight together. We have a show coming up, so stay tuned for that as well, dear souls, just him and I. This is breaking. On January 18, 2023, completed on January 19, 2023, an OEO1 EF form, an application to register an overseas entity, was filed with Companies House in London, UK for the Government of the United States of America, all caps, the United States of America, as an overseas business entity acting as legal form for the Government Department of the United States and having a business ID number of OE015146. Y'all remember we had Dun & Bradstreet number on the USA Corporation, didn't you? Government of the United States is a business entity. Do you remember signing an employment contract? That was your birth certificate. You need to watch Solitude Sunday for that. I did a full deep dive for everybody. So SG goes on to say, in other words, on January 18 and 19 of 2023, the exact same process of contractual legal usurpation of the Republic of the United States as that which occurred on February 2nd, 1871, through the Organic Act of Colombia, was initiated. One cannot find a bigger act of treason, as it represents the on-paper replacement of the Republic of the United States as a sovereign nation with a legal form, privatized governing body, acting as an overseas agent for a foreign financial institution. Recall that President Donald J. Trump bankrupted the prior 1871 corporation in Companies House during his first presidential term after 147 years in business. And this is, dear souls, when we go back to the video where we saw Trump step in front of the Queen, made sure she stayed by his side, and he stepped in front of her to say, it's done, I've taken over, you're bankrupt. Continuing with SG's post, the address of service for the new business entity is listed at 339 Elms Lane, London, United Kingdom, Sierra Whiskey 117 US for United States, or Uniform Sierra and Phonetic. It says the overseas entity address is listed as US Department of State Overseas Buildings, Operations SA-6, 2201 C Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., United States 20520. The agent of overall responsibility for the business is David Quastel of Quastel's LLP, acting under the Solicitor's Regulation Authority with an address of 4th floor, Watson House 54, Baker Street, London, England, Whiskey 1 Uniform, 7 Bravo Uniform. The nature of control line item states, the person has the right to exercise or actually exercises significant influence or control over the entity. Two governments, power struggle. We the people versus the worldwide corporate slave machine. Hashtag Dark Light, hashtag where we go on, we go all, hashtag we the people. And here it is. This takes you right to the link of it, and I will show you the attachments which SG posted on Monday month, which again, as I've already mentioned, why here in the show is entirely important, fiat currency Federal Reserve System. So here is screenshot number one of the USA Corporation with the company number right here, as I already read out. And the second one is the application registered an overseas entity, which basically means the entire United States of America company, of which you, if you have a social, is it a social security number in the States or SIN? Yeah, it's a SIN in Canada. It's an SSN in the US, right? A social security number. Hey, congratulations. You are being run out of the United Kingdom and it's all here right for you. This is why, dear souls, I say to you, any normies watching this program who watched this completely, just even this one show, and choose not to research for themselves and then choose to volunteer their compensation, call it income, file a piece of paper with a foreign service corporation, which is bankrolling crimes against humanity and crimes against children, you therefore, as I say it to you as Brad Wozniak, the living man, should be investigated for funding crimes against humanity and crimes against children. After watching this, with the opportunity over the next 30 days between now and April 14th, World Quantum Financial Day, third anniversary coming up, dear souls. 30 days to investigate this and prove to yourself, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the IRS tax tyranny is indeed that, and a terrorist organization, which is bankrolling these crimes against all of us sovereign souls. Wake up. And we do hope, and I pray for everybody, that this show has done so. I'm going to end this off with the World Quantum Day quote. It's 30 days from today, the eve of Ides of March, as I know. And if, for those of you who haven't looked up what the Ides of March is or know what it means beyond the religion side of it, it's a deadline for settling debts in Rome. What happened today? What did we just see in the last 24 hours? Silver broke $25 today. First time, it's a record seen in years. Gold continues to stay over $2,000 an ounce today, all since Monday. Also since Monday, XRP shot up over 25%, a 28% jump on Monday, March 11, in one day, and it's still over 25% up from its trading volume on Sunday. It's about sovereign wealth and sovereign wellness, dear souls. It's game on. It's game on. Full on. And we have a choice by way of our actions for being part of this fight. I've said where we go on, we go all is galactic. And our souls are here for this purpose to help peacefully crash the 3D matrix, the system designed by Satan to suck your soul time, energy, and money, and to unleash peace, harmony, and love on this world. And yes, along that path, there will be justice and retribution, but we must focus on the benevolent outcome through all of our actions. Thank you for watching, Sovereigns. You know, by the way, as I've been sharing over the last few days and weeks, we are being suppressed on Rumble. They suppressed our shows, or somebody at Rumble is suppressing it, maybe not the organization, the company itself. So at the very least, hit the like, the thumbs up on this to get it up in the algorithms. Share this to wake people up. It takes a lot of time to pull assets together, to bring forth my experience as well, to put this out there so we can help inspire sovereignty around the world and help people be get an understanding of what the truth is versus the indoctrinated lie which has been brought upon us, to ultimately save the children and have that peace, love, and harmony. So a like, a comment, positive comments are much appreciated, because where we go one, we go all is key. We all need to share and do our part. Many blessings.
Hey, dear soul, if you know anybody who needs deep healing, has pain, hard time sleeping, stay tuned for these messages from Colonel Chuck Sellers, the former deputy commander of Delta Force. It is powerful and literally may help change your life to revitalize energy, activate stem cells, and live younger, reverse aging.
I'm telling you, Michelle will tell you because she watches me, okay? So, you know, you saw me, Brad, that time when my back was so bad. You remember, you were here.
Yep.
And you said, we got to do something. Well, my left knee is destroyed. I mean, it's totally rebuilt and then five operations.
But you have to tell about your back.
It's a disseminated idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, DISH disease, which is a degenerative back disease that's genetically passed down. But what it leads to is total calcification of the spine. And so
jumping out of airplanes just made it come quicker.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had it until 2002, yeah. After I'd been in the Army for 24 years. Wow. And jumping and all of the parachute jumping and the opening shock and everything. So when I was, 48 when I got out, something like that.
And one application of the patch later.
We went to a rodeo on Saturday, our first day.
Literally, we went to a rodeo on Saturday.
And it was maybe 6 to 7 hours. And he wasn't slumped over. And he could handle it.
No pain.
It was, pretty incredible.
That was the first day. That was your first day wearing them.
That was the first day.
One.
Wow.
That was the first day. One.
We're only doing... Are you wearing X39 too, or just Ice Wave?
No, just Ice Wave right now.
The way we did it, I've only done the Ice Wave.
Yes.
All I have used so far is the Ice Wave, the two patch thing. And I'm doing it just over 3 days now. I find that where I need it, I did try it on the behind the neck.
The first day, what's here?
What really, where it helps is to put it right on where it really hurts is my lower back across the pelvis. And I put it on the spine there and then down on my lower left leg.
Down the top of the foot the first day.
So it goes through the bad knee. That's it now. But since I put these things on, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm walking straight. I'm not limping.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.